What's up, After Buzzers? Married at First Sight After Show. I'm so happy to be back. We're going to be talking about communication. The minis are still playing nice. And me and Tristan, yeah, again. Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
If you're listening to us on iTunes, you are missing a Shannon shimmy right now. And if you're joining us on YouTube, thank you for being here. Oh my gosh. I'm your host. It's Felicia Michelle here. As always, I'm so happy to be back. Shout out to Quayla. Thank you so much for filling in. That's my girl, too. And I miss her today, too. Not every single day I don't see her. And of course, I'm here with my girl,
Shannon O'Connor. Hey, everybody. Felicia, missed you so much.
I miss you, too.
Now it's just you and I tonight.
And that's okay.
Hey, and I'm not mad about it.
Because we're the dynamic duo.
Miss you, Lemon Thelma. Always.
Yes, yes. Lemon Thelma.
They're number one.
I'm going to text about this episode after. Like, so we still talk about this stuff. Oh, yeah. Don't get it twisted. Like, this show is not the only place we talk about Married at First Sight. But really quickly, before we dive into this juicy episode, let's get into your overall thoughts about the episode. What'd you think?
Overall, I thought it was good that they finally talked about communication. It was really eye-opening for them and for me, and made me reflect on, wow, I think I need to work on my communication too. So that was really great, and I liked seeing Bobby and Danielle kind of like going through something, but I like that Bobby's kind of addressing, hey, Danielle, I need some more from you. So I like seeing that, and I like seeing the couples growing together, so...
I agree. So I was definitely, I don't want to say like, I understand you're not looking for the demise of a relationship, but you're thinking like, okay, finally someone else is saying it besides the viewing audience. I feel like we all kind of had that sentiment that something was not as perfect as it was seeming, and his mom to be the one to say it. So I liked that there was some transparency this episode with them that we haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. But we're going to hold off on that because, like, let's get into Dave and Amber.
Okay.
So I wanted to make a joke about Amber, but I realized, like, it's just not nice. Yeah. Like, I think we were watching it, and I was telling Shannon, I was like, I don't want to call her crazy because I don't think it's fair to call other women crazy. I think it's really mean and nasty, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But she was acting kind of illogical. Is that a word? Yeah, I don't know. She was not using her best logic in the situation. So we saw her and Dave go to the gym together, which was super cute because they were in the same gym prior to being matched on Married at First Sight anyway. So there kind of might have been a probability of them meeting. But he like joined her. He watched her do her thing in class. She was showing off her moves.
A little Zumba action, whatever that was.
Yeah. This thing.
A little pop, pop, pop. Yeah.
It was real stiff, but she was trying so hard. It was so cute. It was really cute, and Zoom looked fun. So I thought it was adorable. And then he came over to, like, you meet her friend, even the one who we saw before, which is a little pushy, and her new friend. I want to say her name, Ashley. It started with an A, too. Yeah.
I think it was Ashley. I think that's right.
And she was hella jealous. Mm-hmm. Like, just, did you kind of see her body language? Were you noticing that, too?
Yeah, well, I saw her looking at Dave and looking at Ashley, like, is he looking at her? Is she looking at him? Kind of a thing, creating a problem. You know, because they were just chatting. And I was looking, I was waiting because I'm like, okay, I'm going to see if there really is flirting. Like, maybe Amber wasn't creating this.
Because there could be.
Exactly. It could happen. But it did not seem any sort of flirty-turdy to me. But did you see flirty-turdy action?
No, I saw desperation, though, because she's was like, kind of like, oh, yeah, because that's the same thing. Yeah, because there's some guys that are, like, really creeps and they come by. And I'm just like, you have nothing else to prove. Because you're married to him. You're his wife. Like, you guys live together. Like, what? This would be different if you were a girlfriend or long-term girlfriend or maybe still even a fiancé. But at this point, you're a wife. And, like, maybe start acting like that a little more. Like, there's just not a security. Understanding that the process is super unique and not in situations that most people who get married are in. It's just, like, trust yourself. Like, not even the experts, but, like, trust yourself a little bit more.
Right. Well, and especially since they addressed this issue, overcame it, but now she's, like, rehashing it in a way. It's like, okay, when is the point where you move on from that? Because then it's like...
The brunette thing.
Yeah, the celebrity crush thing. She's bringing it back when it's like, okay, I thought you were, like, reassured that he likes you. He likes you and your blonde hair. Like, it's okay. But I don't know. Maybe she hasn't gotten over it.
Well, I would say that from what I saw, we, you know, the couples had to exercise this episode, which was about them swapping their phones if they chose to do so.
Right.
What I liked was that Amber didn't feel it necessary. Like, it was kind of weird to me because she's been so insecure this whole time. Mm-hmm. And then for her to, I thought she'd be the first one to jump at that phone so quick. But she was just like, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So what I realized about Amber, it's her issue is within herself. Mm-hmm. I don't really think her issue is necessarily always how Dave treats her, even though Dave can be a little.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes he doesn't have the best tact. Like, he just doesn't.
I know. And he has just this no emotion and just kind of like matter of fact, well, I don't know, la la la.
Like, well, so it's
kinda, like, not very comforting, you know? It's
just he explains emotion with logic, and that's not how a lot of women are hardwired, and definitely not Amber.
Yeah, when I feel like emotion isn't logic, right? It's something you feel, and it's not necessarily something that makes sense, you know? You just feel it when you feel it, and that's just the way it is.
So Sailor Girl for Life says, I'm trying to figure out what he says, if what he says to her is edited out or when the camera crew is gone, she's just wiggling, she's just wigging out over the Ashley thing. Like, are we seeing the full scope of this, I guess, what they're saying, or are we seeing the edited bits and pieces?
I'm sure it's edited. They want to create more drama than there is, but I think there is something to Amber being jelly.
But she's bringing this up. Granted, they are probably asking her these questions, but she's bringing it up. And it's kind of like incessant at this point. Matter of fact, as we're talking about it, I lied to you not. I have begun to have a headache from right in here in the front of my pier. No. But if you want to de-stress and not have any headaches in your life, you should check out AfterBuzz. Shannon, tell them more about that.
All right. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, we get it. Don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Felicia's checking it out. For now, thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, Shannon, thank with you, the good thank information. You, thank you.
Bringing it.
Well, we really do read the comments, though. I read the comments even the shows I'm not on, just because people are so passionate about the shows and how they feel about it, and like shows that I watch that I might not be on AfterBuzz. I'm still in the comment section, like,
oh yeah,
yes, like, I don't usually comment, but I'll like or thumbs down.
Yeah. Well, and how everyone just has all these different opinions, and it's cool because then I'm like, wait, I never viewed it that way, that makes sense, you know? So I love it.
Who doesn't like looking at their perspective from a different way, right? Like, you should be open-minded. So it was funny that you say that, because tonight the couple saw themselves in a communication exercise by Dr. Jessica, how they communicate and interact with each other, which when I heard that, I was like, damn, that's going to be really stressful, because imagine if they were to, like, if you were on a reality show and they were to film you all the time, they were to see how you act with your mannerisms. Even sometimes when I watch this, I'm like, I do that thing with my hands. Oh, yeah. Like, what am I doing?
Even just hearing myself on a phone or something, I'm like, ew.
Like, you're kind of not always conscious of how you come off and your energy and interacting with people.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a really strong exercise. I'm going to jump in first with Bobby and Danielle with our minis when they did this exercise. What are your initial thoughts when our minis? They're just so small.
Yeah. I was like, what are they even going to show? Because I'm like, what are they going to dig up? Because I haven't seen anything. But it was really awesome that they showed him, you know, expressing himself, putting it all out there. And she's just kind of like,
It was scary.
And I was like, oh, my heart broke.
I was so scared for him.
Yeah. And so that, I was really not surprised, because it's just like, Danielle, girl, you know, one of his languages is words of affirmation, clearly. Yes. And so even though, and it makes sense, you know, growing up, that wasn't something that happened in her household. So just learning how to do that. And she is open to trying, because Dr. Jessica said, write a letter, read that out loud, you know, and she's open to try it. And she did it before she left for Houston.
But what was her idea of marriage going to be? Like, I'm very confused. You say you want something, and I totally get wanting something, not experiencing that thing, and then trying to figure out how to get it. Mm-hmm. But that happened for you. Like, yeah. You have, like, really a husband that a lot of women would kill for. A lot of women's husbands, or men's husbands, yeah. Period, won't be bothered to pick up their drawers or, like, do anything. And he'll wake up and make you breakfast, and he'll clean up behind these poopy dogs, disgustingly poopy dogs, day in and day out.
Yeah, go to work, yeah.
Yeah, and still go to work and do all that. And mm-hmm. and he's in a home, you know, with you, like, or he made a home. That's his house that she moved into. Yeah. But my whole thing is just, sis, like, that would have been the moment to be like, oh, my God, yes, I love you, too. Like, literally, I love you, too. Four words. Yeah. She had four words. He said about 75 words that were so beautiful and orchestrated perfectly together. Mm-hmm. I don't know if... It's production value. I won't say that he didn't say those things and he didn't mean them, but it was production level value that he did that at.
Yeah.
But, and she's like,
But she also said in her past relationships that she didn't say that.
That was weird.
Yeah, when she said, I've never said those things in my past relationships, I was like, wait. So if you, like, I wonder if she's ever said, I love you.
Or what that means. Or maybe she hasn't experienced that. And which would make sense because that's your husband. There's a reason why these other guys were never made it the long run with you.
Yeah.
Well, I said that makes sense. Like, she meant the grocery store. But you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And then my favorite. Me and Tristan.
Uh-huh.
So we saw the communication exercise, me and Tristan. Ooh. I'm just going to ask, I mean, this question's pretty much going to tell you what I think. Do you think that was genuine from Mia? Do you think what she said was about her communication style was genuine?
Like, about the reason why she communicates that way, you know? Because of how she explained the story of her parents.
The whole thing. The entire thing about her watching it and actually even how she communicates us watching that. Because I don't believe that. I don't remember seeing that particular argument on the show.
Me either. I don't. It's hard because I feel like she's just a monotoned. I don't. Like, I think she was genuine. I want to say.
Did you start doing the robot? Wait, you did the robot
I want to say yes, it was genuine, yet maybe it didn't sound like it or feel... I have a hard time feeling things from Mia, but yeah, like, I think it was genuine. I think so, and I feel like Mia's always in the hot seat for obvious reasons, so it was kind of interesting for it to be...
She lit the flame.
Yeah, oh yeah, she did. Yeah, she started it, but I think it was kind of interesting to see it kind of turned on Tristan. You know, like, he does do things that are not okay, too. It's not all Mia, even though she does bring about a lot of the issues. You know, eat something that you think. You're giving me those eyes. Those, like, she does not down with anything I'm saying. I'm like, you know, like, you talk.
I didn't realize what I was doing. I was like, sorry with the side eye, Shannon. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with the show. What you said is it's how it turned on Tristan.
Yeah.
Like, you're having one person who's not communicating at all. You're literally watching someone just stand there and not say or do anything.
Yeah.
And, of course, whomever else that is would be upset. Like, it's like, you know, like
give me something.
You know, you're a little kid and, like, maybe you're playing a game or something, like, they're ignoring you, like... Like, or that invisibility challenge now, they're, like, acting like kids are invisible, and the kids are crying because it's out of frustration. Like, I'm here. Like, I am here. And that's probably how he feels. Like, I'm here, and I'm trying with you, even though I really don't owe you a lot because of everything that's happened in our very short past, or our past present, or our present past. It's just the lines are blurred. Too much has happened in the beginning, and now here we are, and I'm trying to communicate with you, and you're standing there. Like, that's how I would feel. Like, are you serious? You owe me more. Like, you should put yourself out there a whole lot more. Also, you say you talked about things. I don't know about you, but in dating and getting to know people, typically they ask, you know, like, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, and you guys are married, so you should have discussed, or I would have thought you would have discussed family dynamics and how... you communicate with your mom, or if you have a good relationship with your aunt, or, you know, those different things in a family. You didn't talk about the fact that she basically made it seem like, she was verbally abused and intimidated her entire life. That's kind of, that's what it made it seem like to me. If that's true, that's a shame, and I can I can definitely understand why. But because of her willingness to lie to save face so much, I wonder if the extent of if what she's saying is to the extent that it is. And if that's the case, a lot of people grew up in homes that were hostile and still are able to find within themselves to communicate. That was a problem in your process. I feel like that should have been something the experts would have asked you about, or it would have come up long before 6 weeks into marriage if it was that detrimental to you.
Before saying, I love you, when we don't know these very, if this impacted her so much, why didn't he know this beforehand? Like, I totally agree.
And her sister is so outspoken and so, like...
But people are different. Like, that is true. Like, she should, just because her sister's that way doesn't necessarily mean she's going to be that way, too.
It, listen, the apples don't fall far from the tree. Usually, you might not do that immediately, but some of that's inside of you. Like, you have a little fighter in you. Like, you can't always, like, she's kind of like she plays the victim, but let me just move off of her because you guys already know.
Well, before I heard this, I was listening to a podcast, I can't remember what it was called, but it was somebody said people act on the outside how they feel on the inside. And so I thought that's kind of what was happening with Tristan. Is he, when him, when no, he's he having that up. Outburst, because that's how he feels inside. Everything's building up, and so he just lets it out.
Also, too, I think it's that his size, his stature, makes it more, like, intimidating for him to get mad, the fact that he's a man. Because if this was a woman arguing with a man, literally, actually, this is a lot, this is, the other way is a lot more common, a woman arguing with a man about not communicating or talking during a disagreement, the woman's like, crazy. She's crazy.
I'm the crazy one.
The woman's crazy, and it's okay for the guy to do that. So just because the roles are reversed, like, I don't think that it means that he was wrong for yelling because she's aggravating.
He just wants more, and he's not getting
it. He wasn't in her face either. I was like, he wasn't, like, in her face. He just kind of was, like, laying on his very small bed. And, like, just,
and she's just standing there.
Like,
no words at all.
Anyway, and then when Amber and Dave, like, do you want to talk about her going back to her blonde thing? Like, because they're talking in the live chat that she needs to get off this this blonde thing.
Seriously, though. But it was kind of funny watching it, and me, I don't know how you felt about that, because I don't think we talked about that conversation that they had. So just because I thought he was being very matter-of-fact, like, if it's harming your hair, don't do it, kind of a thing. And watching it back, I felt the same way.
Logical.
And so, so I don't... And how Dr. Jessica's like, you just need to, like, reassure her more. And it's like, holy cow.
Dr. Jessica is exhausting. Dr. Jessica put Amber in her place when she did the head nod to the side. Like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously?
That was gold.
She had some great advice. And I'm, like, thinking, too, like, girl, listen, with Dr. Jessica, you have to be careful because she might have took somebody else's man, but she might be like, Dave's a good catch and put him on to somebody else. And then you're going to be mad. She doesn't mind doing it. Like, if she knows a good man, she does not mind
matching
him up, even if it's with herself. So she has no problem with that. Like, just, you know, and also, too, I like the thing that she said to Tristan about center yourself and hit your hand on your heart. And I'm going to try that. And I really hope that it works. I don't think it will, honestly. I mean, maybe depending upon the situation. But, like, hold on. Let me see if we put our hand over.
And then we... Grounded.
I don't feel
grounds us.
You feel grounded?
A little relaxed.
I just feel my heart beating. Praise the Lord.
But I think that's good when you feel yourself fired up. Just kind of like step back, be like, okay, wait. Step away for a minute and then come back.
I think that might be avoidance. And like it can lead to avoidance. Because sometimes if you are calm that moment, like you get calm, you're just like, you might let it go.
But I don't think the other person's going to let it go. Because they're going to be like, wait, you said you were coming back and we're going to talk about this.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know? Unless you're Danielle and Bobby. If you're the minis, then you don't even bring it up.
Everything's brushed under the rug.
Really fast, I want to get into... all right. So, Bobby, we've seen, is notoriously a mama's boy, kind of. Or he has a very special close relationship with his mom. I wouldn't say he's a mama's boy because he hasn't exhibited that. But the way his mom talks about him, it's a little... What is that? Bobby Boucher from Waterboy.
Yes, Yes. Oh my gosh.
She's very in tune. And she was the first one to call out and basically say, like, you guys don't have any problems. Like, there's no issue or problem at all. Mm-hmm. Like, and she was saying, like, I wasn't even thinking about it to be, like, negative. I was just thinking about it because I'm in a relationship with my husband and we're currently going through things and we're still having a relationship. So, and, you know, they've been married for, they have to have been married for like 20 some years at this point.
At least. Sure.
So she's saying, like, we go through things. So you're telling me that there's nothing, like, nothing at all?
And Danielle's silent.
She does those eyes, and it scares me because her eyes are beautiful, but they're very large. I mean, I know I have big eyes, too, but they're not, like, a piercing blue and large. And so she's just, like...
Like, she's saying things with her eyes, even though she's not saying words. Something's happening in that head, and she's not expressing it. But that's when it gets frustrating. What are they saying? What are they saying, Felicia?
What?
What? What are they talking about?
Oh, they're talking about Tristan's bed. Okay. So shout out to Carrie Auntie Party. That's an interesting name. Mm-hmm. Side note, why was Tristan laying up in the bed without sheets on it? You know you're on TV, right?
Maybe they're doing laundry. Maybe they're washing the sheets.
They shoot all these scenes in bed, but don't buy sheets. Okay, I'm done. Even in tonight's episode, the sheets and pillowcases don't match. Y'all are terrible. This is why I would never be on reality television because sometimes your sheets and your pillows don't get to match.
I have a snowman pillowcase all year round.
To know Shannon is to know that is not a joke. It is a fact.
I'm not kidding. It's like the best pillowcase. Oh my God. But anyway.
Speaking of pillowcases and maybe who might buy you a stand-up pillowcase, did your mom get it for you?
My grandma.
Okay. So speaking of Bobby's mom, she wants to be a grandmom.
No, that's true.
And she asked him and his, I didn't catch his sister's name.
I don't know her name either.
Oh, yeah, they didn't say. Remember, Bobby's sister. Mm-hmm. Went out to lunch, and Danielle seemed a little excited but nervous.
Yeah,
and because she wants to get along with
them. Yeah,
but I'm sorry, I couldn't even believe it. Had to get my words together. When her mother-in-law and sister-in-law of 6 weeks, actually, I've only known you 6 weeks of my life.
Yeah,
asked her, you want kids?" And she's like, "Yes, you know, she wants children." Oh, so are you going to stay home or are you going to go back to work? First off, the way the question was posed was all wrong anyway. Like, the tonality was really harsh. Mm-hmm. It was already a quick judgment. Did you feel like they came, like, some preconceived thoughts to the lunch?
Oh, definitely. Well, and that's what Danielle instantly felt, and she was, like, nervous to say the truth, like, really how she
felt. Her eyes got bigger.
But she also was really... I was like, for someone who doesn't say very much, maybe you shouldn't, because she's like, around other kids, I want to shoot myself or something. I'm like, Danielle, come on, ease on into this topic a little bit. But she was pretty honest with them, which I'm proud of her for being honest. Like, she really said what she feels about it. And the mom and sister were like, okay, yeah, you do what you want. But I don't know
how I'm genuine. I'm not mad at it. Yeah. But it was... Even when she gave her answer, and I honestly think that Bobby will support her because one of the first things they talked about when they were biking. We saw, like, the flashback sequence of them, you know, biking on their honeymoon and him saying that that's what he wants, a stay-at-home mom for his kids because that's what he grew up with, which is fine to want that. That makes sense. The house is big enough, okay? So, I mean, I don't really guess she doesn't need to work. So, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
but... For Danielle, it seems like work is something that she's passionate about and as a person. And there's oftentimes, you know, like, people kind of would make moms feel bad about going to work. I kind of feel like it's not really a choice for a lot of people anymore to stay at home.
So true.
So I kind of get both sides of it. Mm-hmm. But I know if it were me, I can't stay. She said, and she didn't say she would never stay home. She said that she just was going to stay home for a little bit. Like, she doesn't know if she would always stay home.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
Just always stay home with a baby and all day long. I mean, like, every day, and then the days after that. And,
like, every day.
And then by the time that they can go to school, then you pack up lunch and you do all.
Yeah. Well, she even said, until I'm in it, I won't know, which is so genuine. That's
real. I might be like, I might throw the whole career away. That's ridiculous. Sorry.
I'm planning on teaching dance with a baby on my hip. That's my vision. But who knows?
When that's it happens, your vision. My vision is like that. I have, like, somebody, like, hey, can you carry the baby seat? I got the bag. Like, like, I got the bag. Just hold the seat because it's real heavy. Yeah. And we have a lot of places we have to run around to.
So you follow me, off we
like,
go.
So okay. Just, yeah, like, yeah, no, you, me, and, like, my baby. Like, right. You know, so that's my ideal thing.
Like a nanny. Assistant.
I really wish my mom, I actually want my mom to give up her life and come and live with me. She won't, though.
She wouldn't?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. That'd like, maybe sweet. For, like, a week or two.
But would you move that, there?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, silly question.
At 1 month, if this baby's not holding its head up and ready to make some money, it has to go. Just kidding. Oh,
shoot. No, whoa, I'm just kidding. This can be a working baby.
Listen, I can't make any money off you. I don't know why you're in my house. I'm just kidding. No, these are just jokes.
Yeah.
No, maybe. But his sister is a stay at home mom too. But mm-hmm. I really sense a really strong Southern judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And if Southern judgment is different than any other kind of judgment ever. Because Southern judgment is sweet and it is charming and it's masked. Mm. They're like, oh, when his mother said, oh, well, there is nothing I would have done to trade the bond that I had with my kids. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they would be the same people if I were to have not stayed home with them. That was shade.
Yeah.
That was shade, and his sister backing it up with her own testimonial. I just feel like it was really out of place. I don't ever want, I don't care. Like, I don't ever want anyone else's mother inquiring to me about how I should raise my kids, mm-hmm. except for my own mom.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and, like, other moms I know and respect. But, like, it's more so different because they don't know each other.
Yeah.
And you can't push your lifestyle on someone mm-hmm. that you don't really know.
Especially if Danielle didn't ask for their opinion or thoughts about it, you know, like she didn't come to them like, hey, what do you think about this? So I don't know. And I feel like it just comes down to people. If they strongly believe in something, they want everybody to believe the same way.
And they hate it with, they end it with, we don't hate you.
Yeah. It's like, okay, I didn't think you did, but now I kind of do.
Yeah. It wasn't really, my mind wasn't going to hate. I don't think that, oh, Sailor Girl for Life says that Danielle needs to work to pay off her credit card debt. That is true. It can't be shade if it's true. That is true. So maybe she's thinking like she doesn't want to have debt. Okay. That's that's fine. Like So everybody's Danielle.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's fine.
Let's work it. If it's worth it.
And she also says Danielle wanted a Southern gentleman and she no longer wanted the liberal Danielle wanted a Southern gentleman and she no longer wanted the liberal agenda that she was raised with. Okay, because I guess her background wasn't the same, and she did say that she liked Southern values. Okay, right. I can see that.
Yeah. I maybe she just wants to meld it a little bit, you know? Best of both worlds.
You ready to get into some news and gossip?
Let's do it. Are you guys ready? AfterBuzz TV News.
The guns out.
Always when I'm on the news, I'm like, hey, the news time.
Very Ron Burgundy-esque. Yeah. I like it.
I feel like I need to turn my chair around. Okay. So, season 3 alumni Sam Roll. Okay, the season 3 took place in Atlanta, Georgia. She married Neil. Unfortunately, they got divorced, but you know, good things happen to good people. And she got engaged to Chris Wise in January of 2018. And it was announced today that they just had a baby.
Oh, so congratulations.
Cute little babes being brought into the world. So they had a baby girl named Isabella Myra. And she was born on Friday, September 7th. And they're just stoked, as they should be. And it's just so sweet. And, excuse me, guys. And in other news, I don't know if y'all have seen it all over the news,
Lord.
People, E! News, you know, everyone's talking about it, that Mia filed for divorce on September 4th. So, you know, that's trouble in paradise if you ask me. I don't know if it's paradise. I don't know if that relationship is ever paradise.
Can I just sidebar? Totally fast. Sure. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
No, that was it. That was all my...
But every time Tristan comes on camera, he says, and I quote, because Mia and I are in a good place. Mia and I are in a good place. Mia and I are in a good... It's like an affirmation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, are you in a good place? Are you willing yourself to be in a good place? I get the universe and how that works. The secret.
Attraction.
You know, I didn't read the book, but I read the back. So you just, you know, put out there what you want. And is that what you're doing?
Maybe he's trying. He's trying.
And then did you see him say, like, oh, I love Mia, but, like, his body language, it was like a point where we both looked at each other like, that's could be a lie.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Well, and them both. I feel like it's rare, but that's what was interesting.
Like Mr. Clean with hair.
That's what was interesting at the dinner, the last dinner they had. It was the most eye contact that I've seen them make the whole time being on the show.
They're weird.
So it's
I just think it's funny that she's the one who filed for divorce. Mm-hmm. I think that's quite interesting.
It is. Maybe she knew he wasn't going to give up.
I don't know if she knew. I don't know if she knew that he was going to. I think that she's just manipulative. I don't think she actually wants to be in a situation. I think she's quite manipulative. I think that there are some things that are wrong with her. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's probably a really hard judgment of someone that you don't know, but all I can go off of is what they show us.
Yeah.
And what we see of her is somebody who acts very passive aggressively, like who mm-hmm. does huge things, but then wants to kind of have no consequence. It's like, it's very childlike. Mm-hmm. And so I could see her changing her mind quickly about it or running off or I can see that. Like, there's obviously something going on. I don't know what it is because I went to school for journalism and not psychology. So
right.
I'm not sure, but there's something else going on.
I wonder if Tristan, you know, the whole filing for divorce, if he's feeling kind of a weight lifted.
Oh.
Like, maybe he's kind of like, wait, okay. Even though how bad he wants it to work, maybe he's like, okay, this is for the best. Because, dang,
well, if she filed for divorce, does that mean, and on the 4th, mm-hmm. does that mean that on decision day that they decided to stay together? I think I could assume that, right? Then we know one outcome already is that at least on decision day they could to have decided to stay together.
Yeah, because it's already been taped, yeah.
And I watched last week's episode, like, twice. Mm-hmm. And then I saw in, I forget which couple's house, I think it was Dave and Amber, it was a picture that said 3/26/18. And I think that might have been the date that they got married or around the time the couples got married.
Shoot.
So if that's the case and they stayed together for the 8 weeks, then they stayed together well past that. So if that's the case. So maybe, maybe not. Maybe my eyes are old and playing tricks on me. I don't really know.
The investigator, Sherlock.
Oh, I'm a part of the Zoom ministry. I will zoom in on a picture, a video so quickly. Like, I'm a part of Zoom ministry. Like, okay, I admit it.
Boom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I know who to call.
Are you excited for next week?
I'm so pumped.
What do you think's going to happen? Oh, it's time for our predictions.
Oh, yes.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So predictions. I think Tristan, do Tristan and Mia move to Houston? I think they're going to make the move, the big move on to Houston. And I don't think it's going to be a happy move. I think they're going to hang out with his family. And I think she's going to be feeling really uncomfortable and maybe feel like an outcast. And that's going to bring up more issues. I think Danielle and Bobby, she's going to go on her trip and come back. And I hope she's more expressive about her feelings when she comes back. Maybe she just needs a break, realize how much she missed him, and then really expresses her feelings and says, I missed more than you just making coffee for me, because he's just great. So I hope she's more expressive next episode. And then Dave and Amber, I think it's just, I can't imagine it just always being happy. I feel like Amber's always going to be kind of brewing up these things unintentionally. So, I don't know. They're kind of wild cards for me. Because I believe in them, but then there's also question marks there. So, what do you think, Miss Eye Roll?
I can't help it. I have, listen, God has delivered me from the things that I have said. He has, however, not delivered my facial expressions yet. I'm a work in progress.
We all are. It's all good.
Seriously, though. So my predictions for next week would be that me and Tristan, of course, are going to see more of the demise of that. And next week they showed the preview that he'll actually be giving her the boot and kicking her out. So I don't necessarily even see the city of Houston this particular episode with him. So I wonder what that thing was that made, I guess, putting your hand on your heart doesn't work.
Maybe he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And that's Jessica's going to be like,
you should have put your hand on your heart. you should have grounded yourself. Like, listen, no, he's not doing that. And also more manipulative behavior from me. I'm just going to call her Manipulative Mia from now on. That's her name. Double M. Oof. M squared.
M&M.
Eminem. I love that you'll play along with anything. Oh, also, I think that we'll see more transparency with the relationship of Bobby and Danielle, mm-hmm. Which I'm kind of excited. I'm excited, but it's just kind of like, what else? They're, like, it can't be all roses all the time. Yep. Like, it just, not even the very best relationships. Mm-hmm. And so what are those things going to be? I thought it would be the dogs for sure, but he's still cleaning up poop.
He's still a gem. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still great with that. And then Amber and Dave, I'm kind of overseeing them. Like, they're very... I know this is not a prediction. This is an opinion. They're very boring to me. So I'm not predicting anything for next week except that Amber is going to be insecure and Dave's going to logically try to explain feelings to someone, and that's not going to work. I wish he would do some big, a sweet, like, romantic gesture. Like, because she seems like a girl who loves rom-coms.
Yeah. Well, he did that. Carriage.
And then told her that her perfume was too strong.
Okay.
So maybe he needs to do a little better. And maybe he will.
But he's a work in progress.
He's a work in progress. And we're works in progress. Yes. And you guys are works in progress. And thank you so much for joining us for Married at First Sight After Show. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm your girl. It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
And I'm Shannon O'Connor. You can find me on Instagram at Shannikin_Skywalker and Twitter at ShanOC.
Hey, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later.